All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Reign of Five Sportscast. I'm your host, Corey Willis. I hope you all out there are having a wonderful and safe Friday. I hope you guys are still following guidelines, wearing those masks and social distancing when you need to. On today's show, I'm going to talk about some of the big games headlining week six of the college football season. Man, it's just amazing how we're already at week six of the college football season. We've been really rolling with some of these football games on the schedule. But yeah, we're going to talk about some of the big games this week. So sit back, relax, grab a snack, and yeah, we're going to talk about some of the big games coming up this Saturday. So let's get to it. All right, guys. So the first game that I have for you on today's show is the Red River Rivalry this week. Of course, the Red River Rivalry, that's a game that a lot of people in the national media has been discussing this week, just talking about OU and Texas and how they've been playing the last couple of weeks. Let's kind of run down and see what we have on the betting line. So OU is a 2.5 point spread favorite over the Longhorns in this game. Of course, Spencer Rattler, which I really like. I think he's a really good quarterback for the Sooners. This guy's coming in, of course, with, I'd say, one of the worst defenses on his side. And also with Sam Ehlinger, too. Like, both these teams are going to have to really play some good defense. Their team's going to really have to stand tall on the defensive side of the football to kind of squeak out with this W. So not sure how this game is going to go from what it seems like from the betting line right now from Vegas. It's a really it's one of those toss-up games. It's a toss-up. For real, so we're going to have to see what happens. I mean, right now, Texas is averaging 517.7 yards of total offense. So that's something to look at. But when you look at OU, they're really not far behind. And I think this is really why it is a toss-up. OU's averaging 513 total yards. So they're pretty much an even team when you look at when you look at their season so far. So yeah, we'll definitely have to see what happens in this game for sure. But yeah, 2.5 point favorite, Sooners win. I can see that happening. I can see the Sooners actually squeaking out with a W in that game. I mean, we've seen Texas have their ups and downs. Of course, last year they beat OU. So it's not totally out of the realm of possibility that they lose this game. But if I had to put some money on it, of course, I'd say Oklahoma would win. I'd say probably about 2 points for sure. All right, now next game, guys. So we're going to go to the SEC, and we're going to talk about some of the big games there. Got a couple on today's show that I'm going to discuss, but one of the games that I'm going to talk about is actually going to be an SEC East game, and this game will be between the Tennessee Volunteers and the Georgia Bulldogs. This week, Tennessee will travel to Athens to take on the Bulldogs. Yes, they're going to go between the hedges this week. So let's see what we have right now. So Georgia is a 12.5 point favorite over the Volunteers. That's interesting, but seeing what I've seen with Tennessee the last couple of weeks is, man, they're really consistent. They're more consistent now than they were last year, or at the beginning of last year. Of course, we all know how that had went down with the Georgia Southern and the BYU game. Those games kind of made a lot of people in Knoxville really anxious about what was going to happen to Tennessee and how Jeremy Pruitt was coaching the team and the direction that they were going. But they seem to come a long way since last season. This team is, I'd say, really legit right now running the football. Ty Chandler, he has 32 carries, 176 yards, and one touchdown under his belt right now. So I'm really liking what Ty Chandler, Eric Gray, those guys are doing running the football. I think that's pretty much been Tennessee's bread and butter right now, that we've seen so far, is their talent that they have at the running back position. So yeah, those running backs are really good right now. So I'm really anxious to see how they're going to run against that Georgia Bulldogs defense. Of course, we know what Georgia did to Auburn last Saturday. So it's going to be interesting to see. On the Georgia Bulldogs side, Stetson Bennett, of course, came in last week and actually had a really good game. The Georgia offense looked like they were clicking on all cylinders. And that's what a lot of people in the national media looks for Georgia to be every year. You look for Georgia to have a really good offense and defense, and boy, did they deliver. And Stetson Bennett delivered too. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does this week. Of course, so far he's been 37 for 57 with 451 yards in the air, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. So two different Stetson Bennett's. Of course, you have week one Stetson Bennett against the Razorbacks, and you had the one last Saturday. So will we see that Stetson Bennett again? Because if you do, watch out, Tennessee. It's going to be a tough game. So, yeah, that's my thought on Tennessee versus the Bulldogs. All right, guys, so switching gears now, we're going to go from the SEC East over to the West Division now. So I told you guys I had a couple of SEC games on the show. So it's a lot of good games this week. There's a lot of good games. But we're going to go to Oxford, Mississippi, where after that big win in Lexington, and it was indeed a big win for Lane Kiffin. So congratulations for him again on getting that first SEC victory with the Ole Miss Rebels. His squad is going to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. So, yes, he's going to take on his former boss, Nick Saban, in the SEC West matchup. So far, Alabama is a 23.5-point favorite over the Rebels. Of course, we've seen Mac Jones and what his team, what his offense can do. Like I said, Mac Jones has been playing out of his mind for the last couple of weeks. Of course, I was not lying when I had said that. So far, Mac Jones, his stats is 38 for 51. He's thrown for 684 yards, 6 touchdowns, and he's only thrown 1 pick. So that's really good. I'd say he's really consistent. And you have to give it up for that Alabama offense and what they've been able to accomplish the last couple of weeks, for sure. And when you have world-class receivers like Mac Jones does, it makes it easy to actually take control of that offense. So yeah. When we look at the Ole Miss side, Matt Corral, he's been playing really good as well too. You have to really give Lane Kiffin kudos as well with the Ole Miss offense. Of course, last couple of years, the offense has not produced as well as you would think they should. But man, this Rebels offense is starting to kind of, you know, click with each other. These guys are actually starting to understand with everything that Lane is throwing at them, and they're actually going out there now and actually producing a good product offensively, I'd say so. So Matt Corral, he's been equally as decent on the football field as Mac Jones. The only difference is, of course, the record that stopped him. But on the running back side, we have Jaren Ealy with Ole Miss, Najee Harris. So we got some good running backs on both teams this week that we're really going to see produce, especially Najee Harris. Of course, he had a big week last week, and we already know about the receivers for both teams. So yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of points scored, but of course, Alabama is a 23.5 point favorite in this football game. I do think that line will be fulfilled. that spread will be, you know, there will be some truth to that spread. I just think, from what I've seen the last couple of weeks, Alabama has been a little bit too much for any team that's crossed paths with them. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Of course, you know, not counting Ole Miss out, but of course, we've seen what their defense has been like. They've let a lot of teams score a lot of points on them the last couple of years, and this year, with two games in so far, it hasn't been no different. So they're going to have to clean that up a lot and actually be able to stop someone for sure. But yeah, Alabama and Ole Miss will take on each other. That's a 6:30 Central Time kickoff. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in that game. So we're going to stay in the SEC West, and we're going to talk about another game coming up this Saturday, and that is the Arkansas Razorbacks heading to Auburn, Alabama to take on the Auburn Tigers. So yeah, we'll talk about the bet line. So Auburn is a 13.5 point favorite in this football game, and I think Vegas is just looking at it as, you know, a situation where Auburn has a shot to bounce back big time. They're at home. Bo Nix needs the confidence boost again after losing to the Georgia Bulldogs. So, yeah, 13.5 point favorite. I think this game, to me, this game has to be won by offensive line play. Both these quarterbacks, really needs a good offensive line. Whoever has the best offensive line play, I think, wins the football game in this game. When we look at Felipe Franks, he's 39 for 64, strong for 412 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Bo Nix, he's been 37 for 67. In the air, 410 yards, thrown 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. So this game is really going to be won by the offensive line play. Whoever has enough time in the pocket to actually make those tough throws will be the winner of this game. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens between both teams for sure. All right, guys. So now we're going to head over to the ACC, where the Virginia Tech Hokies and the North Carolina Tar Heels will take on each other in Chapel Hill. North Carolina is a 3.5 point favorite in this game, And I can kind of see where Vegas is coming with that. Just because I think we both kind of feel the same that this game will be to the wire. Both these teams seem to be playing the same right now, and they are the same. Like this matchup is perfect just because both of them have kind of performed the same way last couple weeks. So I'll talk about the defenses first for both teams. So Virginia Tech right now, their defense has only allowed 398 yards total so far. North Carolina, their defense has only allowed 277.5 yards. So yeah, we can definitely see why Vegas is putting the spread where it's at right now. And yeah, we can definitely see pretty much that this game is going to be evenly matched, and this should be a really good defensive matchup for sure. I can't wait to watch this game. On the offensive side of the football, Braxton Burmeister from Virginia Tech. So far, he's 16 for 36, 269 yards, one touchdown, one interception. So, not particularly well throwing the football right now, but he has Khalil Herbert, his running back right now, who's pretty much helping out the offense so far. He has 26 carries, 312 yards and three touchdowns. So he's really carrying that offense, I'd say, right now for Virginia Tech. So look out for Khalil Herbert for sure, running the football. For UNC, Sam Howell, so far he's 39 for 60, 520 yards, three touchdowns and three interceptions. So he's really been slanging the rock right now. He's really been throwing the football. So it's going to be interesting to really see this game. But so far, I think this is going to be a defensive game, and it's really going to come down to the wire on who defense has more in the tank. Which defense is really going to stand tall in this football game. So it's going to be interesting. So now, guys, I'm going to talk about a SEC East versus West matchup this weekend. That matchup is between the Florida Gators and the Texas A&M Aggies. So Florida's coming to College Station. They're coming to College Station as a 6.5 point favorite. And this is a game that I'm very eager to see. Jimbo Fisher, after that game against Alabama last week, he's going to have to, get this team to set the tone and actually really push these guys to the point of, hey, who's actually here to, take that next step. I can say honestly, we saw it last week, where Kellen Mond, it felt like he did take a better approach in, sacks, in the sack department. Of course, we talked about coming in that game against Alabama. He got sacked a lot in his last two showings against the Tide. But this is a game this week where it's really going to test a lot of people's psyche in terms of where they're at right now and how they can progress. This is another big game for Jimbo Fisher. What can he do right now? I mean, looking at Kellen Mond's stats, he's 42 for 72, 507 yards, thrown for four touchdowns and one interception. Yeah, it's not horrible, but we've been asking ourselves a lot, when are we going to see more out of Kellen Mond? When are we going to see more out of this offense, just in general? Just because we haven't seen enough to make us feel like, hey, these guys are actually looking to show up in the SEC West in a big way. You know, we have Isaiah Spiller right now. He's the leading rusher. Of course, he has 142 yards. So it's going to be interesting to see how this squad, and even Anaya Smith, who I think when he's actually consistent, I think Anaya Smith is one of the best wide receivers in the SEC. So we have to see the consistency between these guys and how, you know, how these guys actually show up for sure, because this is going to be a big game for A&M. On Florida side, of course, we talk about the two Kyles. We talk about Kyle Trask and Kyle Pitts and how they complement each other so much. Let's look at the stats for Kyle Trask. So Kyle Trask right now, he's 51 for 71, 684 yards, 10 touchdowns, and one interception. That's really good. That is really good. Dan Mullen should be patting himself on the back right now for how he's helped Kyle Trask with his efficiency. He's more efficient now than we saw him last year. So that's really good to see. And that's the reason why we see a guy like Kyle Pitts producing so well on the field at the tight end position. He has 12 receptions, 227 yards, and 6 touchdowns. So one of the best tight ends in the country, without a doubt, hands down. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens tomorrow in this football game. So far, Florida has 495 total yards, while A&M has had 411 total yards passing and running. So when you look at that, both teams have shown that they can actually, you know, run the football, throw the football, but it's just the consistency that makes this game, the consistency level makes this game a whole lot different. Who's going to be more consistent? Of course, if I had to choose, it would be Florida just by what I've seen in two games. But yeah, that's pretty much what it's going to have to come down to with A&M. Can they be consistent enough? If they can be consistent, they can definitely have a shot to win. But if they're not consistent enough with Kellen Mond, Nia Smith, Isaiah Spiller, those guys, it's going to be a tough day for sure. So that's my take on the Florida Gators versus the Texas A&M Aggies. That's actually going to be 11 a.m. Central kickoff game. So it's going to be interesting for sure. Drawing up some plays this week to, you know. All right, everyone. So the final game that I have for you guys today is the game between the Miami Hurricanes and the Clemson Tigers. Miami's heading to Clemson, South Carolina as a 14-point underdog against the Tigers. So I have to tell you, I'm so ready for this game, guys. I've been ready for this game a whole week now, maybe even longer, actually. It's just we've never seen Miami this strong before. We've seen like spurts of Miami playing good football, but this game, this Miami-Clemson game, feels like it's going to be a little bit different. It feels like this team is actually looking to come in with a chip on their shoulder this time, and they're looking to try to take down the Clemson Tigers. So one of the best teams in the nation. They have one of the best quarterbacks in the nation right now. Miami does, in De'Eriq King. This guy has been playing lights out right now. He's 63 for 94, 736 yards, and 6 touchdowns. So I say that's pretty good right now for a Miami Hurricanes quarterback. If you're a Miami fan, you should be very excited with what you're getting on the field from De'Eriq King. Trevor Lawrence, of course, no surprise from him, as always. He has a 73.3 completion percentage rating. So right now, he's 55 for 75, 848 yards, and 7 touchdowns, no interceptions. So I look at this game as a game that's going to be very high scoring. It could be very high scoring. Of course, there's a lot of defense that's going to be involved in this game as well. When we look at Clemson, we look at Baylen Specter. He's the leading tackler for the team at linebacker with 20 tackles. We're looking at someone that can, you know, possibly sew up that running attack for sure. And even in the passing game as well, like he can actually spread out and get you from anywhere on the football field. So if you're Miami, you really have to think about make sure Baylen Specter and Nolan Turner and those guys aren't spying on De'Eriq King, just because Brent Venables and his squad likes to draw different plays and just make different game plans against these kinds of quarterbacks and just players in general that Miami possesses right now. So it's going to be interesting to see for sure when this game actually gets kicked off on Saturday, and it's a 6:30 Central Time kickoff. It's going to be interesting to see what happens between both of these teams, because they're going to have to fill each other out, you know, for sure. So it's really going to be interesting on, you know, who has more left in the tank on defense as well as offense. All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for the show. It's always great to be back with you all each and every Friday. I'm going to start doing this a lot more, just doing the schedule now with the Mondays and the Fridays, just kind of recapping and previewing. I think it works better that way. It's always great talking about these games with you guys each and every week. This season is very unique. It's unlike any other season that, you know, I know a lot of us have witnessed before. Guys, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at listen2ksw. It's at listentokksw, all one handle. You can follow me on there. I'll be talking about college football, wrestling, just a multitude of things. Be sure to give me a shout out if you can on Twitter. And yeah, that's going to do it for me, guys. You were listening to the Reign of Five Sportscast. I'm your host, Corey Willis, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace.